The living room.
God can take your deepest desires and turn them to visions of deep satisfaction. I consider myself to be a water baby. I love to gaze out over the water and have often said that one day I would live on a shoreline. I currently live in the country, but one particular morning, as I looked out the window to the east, the sun was rising. First light was on the horizon, but the way it was displayed to me took my breath away. What appeared to me was a lake of water so near I felt like I could walk out to it. It was just past the mailbox. The appearance of ripples and waves sparkled with a glow of orange and actually appeared to be moving. The trees on the horizon looked like small bushes along the shoreline. I couldn't walk away without drinking in the beauty and comfort of the dream that had become a vision. As I melded into the scene, I heard a beckoning from deep within. It's beautiful, isn't it? Come, sit here in our living room. That was just a sneak peek of the scenery that awaits you when you get here. I've prepared a comfy chair for you. I'm not going anywhere, but please, don't wait long. Do you believe in spiritual messages? Are you fooled into believing that nothing exists that can't be seen or touched? If so, you have probably not found your own living room yet. If someone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. John 14:23. If you have given your life to Christ, you have invited him and the Father to be your permanent house guests. They are not just roommates that you share a shelter with. They are guests there for you, always awaiting your return. Throughout history, Father has used visions to communicate to his people. He knows your deepest desires and has a plan to overflow your life, but he can't share it with you until you join him in your living room, that cozy, safe place in your soul. If you have invited them in, don't forget that they are there waiting to show you greater things than you have ever imagined. Go often, sit long, experience the sights, smells, and pure agape love that your guests have prepared for you as they await your return. Now is a good time.